In this bulletin, investigations continue into the source of three mystery coronavirus cases in New South Wales. The United States Vice President debates his Democratic opponent ahead of the November election. And in netball, Queensland Firebirds coach Rosalie Jenke steps down after 11 years with the club. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has issued a warning to businesses with inadequate infection controls in place as the state records 8 new locally acquired coronavirus cases. Ms Berejiklian has urged vigilance for venues in New South Wales that currently aren't doing enough to be COVID safe.
It makes the job of our contact tracers that much more difficult if businesses aren't doing the right thing. And I have no patience anymore for people who aren't doing the, for businesses in particular who aren't doing the right thing. We've been extremely patient and tolerant to bring everybody on board, but we can't have a few people let down the whole community.
4 returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine have also tested positive to COVID-19. Meanwhile, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state may delay reopening its border with New South Wales if health officials can't find the source of 3 mystery COVID-19 cases. The borders between Queensland and New South Wales were due to reopen on November 1st. But Ms Palaszczuk says if the origins of the 3 cases can't be traced within the next day, Queensland may consider pushing the border reopening date back.
My job is to keep Queenslanders safe. Now, we will be monitoring this situation, and I have said all along, New South Wales is in school holidays. We will be watching that very closely over the next couple of weeks.
And Queensland has recorded its 6th consecutive day without any new infections. Another 11 cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Victoria, 6 of which are linked to known outbreaks. The new infections bring Melbourne's all-important 14-day rolling case average to 9.7, a slight drop from 9.9 yesterday. The city needs a 14-day average of 5 or fewer cases and no more than 5 mystery cases to move to the third step of eased restrictions on the 19th of October. Premier Daniel Andrews says while he knows the public wants certainty on when rules will relax, the decision will be based on science.
You only get one chance to take these safe and steady steps, and I and all the team, and I think the vast majority of Victorians, are determined to do this in a safe way, in a steady way, so that we aren't pinballing in and out of really onerous restrictions throughout the summer and well into 2021.
Victoria's COVID-19 death toll is 809. The national figure is 897. 2 new COVID-19 infections have been reported in WA. Both returned overseas travellers in quarantine. The new cases are a man and a woman in their 30s. WA has now recorded 690 confirmed cases, with 11 active infections being monitored and 670 people having recovered. US Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris have faced off in their only televised debate ahead of the November election. It covered topics including the coronavirus pandemic, tax, foreign policy and relations, abortion, racism and climate change. Senator Harris used the platform to criticise the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic, which has caused the deaths of more than 200,000 Americans. She's accused President Donald Trump of the greatest failure of any presidential administration in U.S. history.
On January 28th, the vice president and the president were informed about the nature of this pandemic. They were informed that it's lethal in consequence, that it is airborne, that it will affect young people, and that it would be contracted because it is airborne. And they knew what was happening and they didn't tell you.
To sport, Queensland Firebirds coach Rosalie Jenke has stepped down after 11 years with the Super Netball Club. With the second highest total of National League games as coach, Jenke's tenure included 3 premierships, 5 grand final appearances and an undefeated season in 2011. Well, now the weather for Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 21 degrees. A shower or two forecast for Melbourne, a top of 18. Hobart, a few showers, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 22. Sydney, sunny and 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.